I remember the first time I pulled the fool in a reading. A friend had asked about a new job offer, and there he was, that carefree figure with his little bundle, stepping off a cliff. I laughed. But later, I started wondering, what if the fool isn't just about new beginnings? What if he's the hero of an entire epic, one that unfolds across all 22 major arcana? In tarot tradition, the major arcana are often seen as a symbolic journey, the fool's journey. The fool, also called the jester or the innocent, is card zero. No number, just pure potential. Think of him as a blank slate, a newborn, or the inner child that lives in each of us. His journey from zero to the world, card 21, mirrors our own path from innocence to wisdom. The fool's starting point, zero, and the first steps. The fool begins with nothing. Zero isn't emptiness, though. In many esoteric traditions, zero is the egg, the seed, the unmanifest. The fool carries a small bag and a white rose, symbols of experience and purity. He's about to step into the world, and he doesn't know what's coming. Some practitioners describe the first six cards as representing childhood. The magician, card 1, teaches the fool to channel creative energy and make things happen. The high priestess, card 2, introduces intuition and emotional balance. Then come the empress and emperor, mother and father figures. The empress shows how to nurture and receive love, the emperor teaches structure and rules. The hierophant, card 5, brings moral codes and traditions, and the lovers, card 6, add choices, relationships, and temptation. I find it fascinating how these cards map onto real life. When I think about my own childhood, I can see echoes of each archetype. Learning to speak my mind, magician, figuring out my feelings, high priestess, navigating family dynamics, empress and emperor, and eventually making my own moral choices, hierophant and lovers. It's not a perfect fit, but the pattern feels true. Midlife crossroads, the chariot to justice. As the fool grows up, the cards get harder. The chariot, card 7, is about willpower and direction, that moment when you have to take the reins. Then strength, card 8, asks you to tame your inner beasts with gentleness, not force. The hermit, card 9, is a quiet, solitary phase where you search for deeper meaning. Wheel of Fortune, card 10, reminds us that life cycles. Things go up, things go down. Then Justice, card 11, calls for accountability. I've seen this card appear in readings when someone is facing a major decision or consequence. It's not punishment, it's balance. These cards, from 7 to 11, often reflect the challenges of young adulthood and midlife. The Hanged Man, card 12, suspends the fool in a kind of limbo, forcing a new perspective. Death, card 13, is transformation, not literal death. Temperance, card 14, blends opposites into harmony. And the Devil, card 15, exposes our attachments and shadows. I once pulled the Devil for a client who was stuck in a toxic job. She didn't want to leave because of the salary. The card helped her see her own chains. That's the power of this journey, it holds up a mirror. The final stretch, rebuilding and coming home. The last six cards show the fool rebuilding himself. The Tower, card 16, is sudden upheaval, a crash that clears the ground. The Star, card 17, brings hope and healing. The Moon, card 18, dives into fear and illusion. The Sun, card 19, is joy and success. Judgment, card 20, is a reckoning, a call to rise. And finally, the World, card 21, is completion, wholeness, the dance of life. In some traditions, the fool's journey is a spiral. You don't just arrive at the world and stop. You become the fool again, but wiser. I like that idea. Every ending is a new beginning. For me, the fool's journey is a reminder that growth isn't linear. We stumble, we learn, we fall, we rise. The cards are just pictures, but the stories they tell are ours.